I follow the voice along the carpeted foyer all the way to Six, who only has a white bath towel wrapped around his waist. Droplets of water fall from his hair and roll over his pectoral muscles. They continue a path down his concrete abs, pooling in his tiny circular navel. Six clears his throat and my eyes shoot to his. At his raised eyebrow, I close my mouth and then I look back at Chris, whose mouth is also open. Of course, I'm fine. He was just going. I shove my thumb in Chris's direction and glare from him to the door.
You heard the lady.
Six cocks his head towards the door, then pulls his towel a little tighter. Chris raises his hands in defeat and makes a show of pulling the handle of his wheeled suitcase up to show his intent to leave. As Chris reluctantly walks out the door, he turns to tell me, I'll call you. The door swings closed behind him and I sigh in relief and turn my attention back to Six. The draft from the door's closure causes Six's near black hair to swing back and drip more water down his body. I swallow hard, and unsure what to say or where to look without embarrassing myself further, I attempt to glide down the corridor with a sassy little butt swing. However, because I already drank the best part of 2 bottles of wine, my glide turns into a petulant stomp and the stupid kitten heel of my boot does not allow me to glide. No, it has other ideas. It latches on to the tasseled rug, which behaves like an octopus, tangling around my feet. Before I'm able to right my balance, I fall face first straight towards Six and his moist, poster-perfect body. My arms flail around as I attempt to reverse my trajectory and I yelp as I fall in slow motion towards the floor. The yelp echoes through the corridor, alerting anyone who might not be aware that I'm making a complete fool of myself, that they should stop what they are doing and come and watch this ridiculous debacle. Six is alert and leaps into action. He swoops and bends to catch me. My arms launch out like the wheels of a jet plane in order to save myself, just in case his thick, strong arms aren't up for the job. I latch hold of the first thing my hands can get purchase on. Not the heavy bookcase or the tub chair next to the entrance to our corridor, no, because they might actually break my fall. Instead, I grab on to what might possibly be the worst thing in the world to grab when falling. The towel. Not just any towel. The towel. The towel that is sheltering his groin, to be precise. My right hand clings as though it is my lifeline onto what I am certain is a large, semi-erect penis covered in 100% Egyptian cotton toweling. The penis is robust, and between it and his strong arms, they prevent my face from kissing the floor. Six lifts me higher so that my eyes meet his dark, almost navy blue glittering lakes. He smiles a sexy, lopsided grin, and my skin, lit by desire, heats into a fast boil. Six's features crinkle a little and he gives me a measured, concerned look. Then he says, It's okay, Four. You're safe. You can let go of my penis now. If you want to, that is. Six gives me the sexiest grin I have seen this close and in person. And then he winks. He actually winks. I do what any normal, lucid, self-conscious woman would do under the circumstances. As if it is suddenly on fire, I drop the penis and run like hell to the safety of my apartment. Chapter 3. Before I go to work in the morning, I check the peephole to make sure the hallway is clear and Six is not around. I give myself eye strain glaring and I listen for any signs of movement in the hallway outside. As I do this, thoughts of last night invade my mind. After Penisgate, once I was safely in my flat, I spent what was left of the evening giving myself an ear-bashing about what had just happened. It's as I told Melinda when I called her to offload. Who has a penis that large? It is obscene, glutinous. It wouldn't even fit. And as soon as I had made that statement, I'd started to wonder about all the ways that it might fit, and then I really couldn't sleep. This morning I'm tired, a little hungover, and a lot horny. A part of my problem was my overactive imagination competing with my undersexed body. One grip of a massive penis, and now suddenly I've become Wanton Wilma.